During 3 years of stubborn inflation, many American households cut back on routine purchases at the store. But amid signs that retail prices have started to drop, some companies are rethinking how they decide what to charge. Ellie Rogan has more on the new technology that allows retailers to quickly change prices for items on shelves.
The traditional prices we all see on grocery store shelves may soon be on their way out in favor of what are being called digital shelf labels or electronic shelf labels. They have small digital screens where prices can be updated remotely, sometimes on a daily basis. Consumer advocates worry that this tech could lead to surge pricing, seen already with travel, concert tickets, and car sharing apps like Uber and Lyft. Last month, Walmart announced that by 2026, more than 2,000 of its stores will have digitized shelf labels. The largest retailer in the U.S. is now part of a growing number of companies across the U.S. and Europe using this technology to set prices. Siddharth Kavali is an e-commerce and retail reporter at Reuters. Siddharth, thank you so much for joining us. How do these digital shelf labels work, and how common are they in the United States right now?
The digital shelf labels are basically... they look much, very much like paper shelf labels, but they're just small digital screens that will reflect the prices. Generally, they use Bluetooth technology so that they can communicate with mobile devices, which can update the prices very easily. So far, the adoption of it in the US is not as rampant. Definitely, Walmart is one of the companies that has gone big with this, introducing them in their stores. Kohl's is another retailer that has been using digital shelf labels since 2015. We also know of Kroger and Instacart testing it now, but we still haven't seen them in stores yet. So we won't see it, at least me and you and regular customer won't see it for the next 2 or 3 years unless you shop regularly at a Walmart.
I should also mention, of course, that this technology is prevalent in parts of Europe right now. But I want to ask you about what retailers say about the benefits of these electric store labels and how those benefits might end up trickling down to customers.
Right. So I'll just talk from the Walmart's perspective. I mean, when they introduced this, they were speaking about how this could help them update prices more easily. Generally, what would take a week for a worker would now just take minutes. And the second benefit of this is that it will replace paper shelf labels. So it will replace waste. And so they said that they could cut back on paper waste by 40%. They also said that this is a very easy technology for them to keep associates abreast of the inventory. And they also want to use it in letting, I guess, workers know how to pick up products for online orders. Nowadays, retailers are using their stores itself as fulfillment centers. Very quickly, an associate can figure out where in the store the product is and can fulfill that order. So there are multiple ways they can use this technology. In fact, sometimes your retailers are using it for displaying QR codes. So for example, if you buy a Heinz ketchup, you don't know if it's gluten-free or allergen-free or the fat content in it. These are things that are not displayed on the label easily. But think of getting a scanned QR code, a QR code right on the digital shelf label where you can just whip out your phone and see all that information easily. So that's another aspect where these digital shelf labels are being used to help the customer.
And I know that Walmart and other stores are arguing that those efficiencies could lead to savings for the customer. But I do want to ask about the flip side of that, which is consumers and advocates are nervous that there might be dynamic pricing employed in which retailers increase prices of items based on demand. How are companies responding to that? And what's the likelihood that that sort of practice is going to take place?
So dynamic pricing is generally legal in the US. And any retailer is able to do it if they want to. But generally, because of the backlash about against surge pricing, Walmart said that they would not be using it for surge pricing. If they would be using it, it would be mostly to cut prices or to offer promotions or to display promotions and discounts. And so consumer advocates, there is concern that there could be, they could always raise prices. And this has happened in the past. For example, Coca-Cola in the 90s tried to introduce a vending machine where they would raise prices when the weather was really hot, and that faced a lot of backlash, and they just shut that program. So there's a lot of scrutiny on price right now, And surge pricing at the grocery store, especially prices of grocery stores, it'll be really hard for retailers to get away with it.
Why are these efforts being employed now? As we mentioned, they've already been the norm in parts of Europe and indeed parts of the United States for a while. Is this just the pace of modernization, or are these efforts by retailers to address inflation concerns, or a combination of the two?
Most of it is retailers are trying to upgrade their stores by using automation. They're trying to use, you know, bright materials, like, for example, LEDs, and now they're moving towards digital shelf labels. So I would say that one part of this is definitely modernization. The other part is also, yes, this also helps with addressing inflation concerns. When they do get digital price labels, what will happen is they will be able to, like, update prices to market conditions more easily, and there won't be that lag between what the market says and what you can actually put in the store. It also helps you with managing your inventory levels much better, especially at times when there is low demand and you want to sell products more quickly. Think about a milk carton that is getting, you know, that is expiring within 2 days. You want it out of your store quickly. So in such instances, you can maybe cut the price by half so people can, like, buy it more quickly. So there are ways in which they can, you know, address, you can bring in inflationary pressures down on their business, and they can also reduce costs. So, for example, when I mentioned earlier that the paper shelf tags were a big environmental issue and a big cost for them, by replacing the paper shelf tags with digital shelf tags, they could reinvest the savings back into price.
Siddharth Kavali with Reuters, thank you so much for breaking this down for us.
Thank you for having me.